The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hi, everybody.
How are you guys? Hello, family. Welcome in. Normally, I would ask, what is our poor decision? We're not pouring. I've got water. It's a school night. Yep. So how are you guys? How was your weekend? How was your week?
Weekend was good. Eventful.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Crazy.
Couple of nights. Yeah. Same old, you know, karaoke. And well, we went to Buckle and Boots. It's like a country land dancing place out here. So yeah, it was fun.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah. That Buckle and Boots, that's the same place that you guys got kicked out of that we discussed on Poor Decisions. So, there's a clip out there of that on YouTube. But, how long were you there? Did you get kicked out this time? You guys were there for a while or how'd that go?
No, we left at our own accord.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
Early night there. Everybody had to work the next day. So just a couple hours.
Wait. What? Work?
We went on a Thursday and like several people had to work Friday morning.
I see. Yes. So, that makes sense. That makes sense.
We went to the bar after. So
that sounds good.
Yeah. We went to a different place and then everyone else went home.
Yeah.
So you're hitting karaoke pretty hard now. Are you singing like more, like, I mean, I know you used to sing all the time, but it was more like, I'd show up and sing a few songs. So it sounds like you're there like all night kind of, right? Singing more songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are you like hosting it or something? Are you helping with it?
No, my good friend Sade is hosting it.
Okay.
So we go more now to hang out with her. And then we got this couple friends, Frank and Nancy. They're like our little couple's friend right now. So they're probably going to move soon. We don't know.
Everybody moves.
That's 100% true.
Every time we get a couple's friend, they move. So they're right now. But yeah, they're a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we've kind of been doing the same thing every weekend.
All right. So talk about Frank and Nancy, because they know they listen. Where did you meet them?
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke. Okay. Now who sings out of the two of them?
Frank.
Yes, Frank does. Nancy, if we really push her, she might do some Selena. She's only sang once, though. I think out of all the times we've hung out, which has been quite a few weekends now.
Yeah, they talked me into singing. And then I was laughing the whole time because they were, he was doing this the whole time.
Frank watching. Oh,
yeah. Watching me. And I'm like, oh my God.
What did you sing? What were you singing, David?
We sang Shallow.
Shallow.
Oh, yeah. You guys
just
do that well.
Time part.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, good. Yeah. Glad you guys did that. We went to a music festival. The band I'm in, called The Promise, was playing on Sunday. So we went there. It's kind of a camping trip. I thought it would be a little wilder. We talked about it a little bit on J&M, but I'll talk about some of the things maybe we didn't talk about. But I envisioned there would be people walking around like all over the place crazy, you know. But it wasn't nearly as crowded as I thought it would be. It was basically a bunch of, you know, older people, you know, camping and smoking their marijuana and partying all night long. And, you know, it was a little bit wild.
I think it was a bit of a mix.
Yeah. There was some young, you and mean every, in terms of younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
every
true.
Campsite was completely full. I was trying to send you a video, Stephanie, so you could see like the different types of music that's out here. It's crazy. I mean, we listened to reggae, we listened to ska. There was, like bluegrass. I mean,
it's
was
pretty
just
cool.
A array of different
genres.
Music.
Yeah.
Genres.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool. And it was all original, which was awesome. Like Jesse Vaz and Velvet Rain could play there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It would be a perfect fit. Cause I know, David, how you feel about Jesse Vaz and the Velvet Rain. Like you feel like it's more rockabilly, but I think it is more eclectic. I hear a little bit of Beatles in it and other stuff like that.
It,
you know,
definitely has Beatles influence for sure.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know what Americana music was, and it doesn't fit in any genre. So it's kind of a mix of everything. It was super cool.
Yeah. It's like a dog that you don't know what the breed of that dog is, you know?
Just a mutt.
It's a mutt. Yeah. It's a mutt. Anyway, well, we had a really good time and came back Sunday and went straight to bed. I was pretty tired. It was nice. And yeah. I don't know why. It wasn't that far of a drive. We've done worse, right? We've done, you know, Pismo's 3.5 hours.
It just seemed long.
God, I was like,
it seemed like we got there really quick. And on the way home, it was just dragging. I don't know, maybe because we just want to be
We went a different way too. But, and partly because I played that same day. So it was like, well, I was ready to get home. Anyway,
you're probably exhausted.
What's that?
You're probably exhausted.
Yeah, I was pretty tired. Yeah, it was
it's when you have a drive and you have to, you know, unpack and take all the stuff out of the fridge. Even if it's only an hour drive, it's still kind of rough on you.
We were grumpy.
You know, we don't have that luxury that we used to have with the other house because we just pull in, plug in. You know, we can do that a little bit, I guess, because we can pull it out front, but it's just a little bit different. You kind of want to unload. You guys go through that every single time.
It's even worse now with this place. We can't park it out front.
Yeah.
So we can't, we don't get the fridge running until we go grab it to leave.
Oh, that sucks.
Wow. Yeah. It's like kind of the whole reason we want to move out of this condo.
Oh, right. Well, hey, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
We love the condo, but we're both kind of done not having our camper here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, David, you mentioned last week, not on our podcast, but you mentioned a topic or a segment. So we're gonna get into that. This is the music I have for it. It doesn't fit, just so you know. I'm just warning you, it doesn't fit.
Pondering.
Things to ponder. Wow.
Have you ever pondered an orange?
I have not.
Dude, that would actually work.
It would.
I think we all have it at a Christmas party.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have fondled an orange for sure. All right.
All right. So things to ponder. This one's kind of all over the place. I think when Stephanie was looking at me when I was trying to tell her, she was like, all right, stop talking. We'll just save it for the show.
Okay, cool.
So the first part of it is like Costco hot dogs are still only $1.50, right?
That's wild.
With a drink.
Yeah.
Is that, and they're not making money on that anymore. At this point,
they can't
be making money. So is it still worth it for them to sell them at that price to bring people in? Are they making up the difference, you think? It's just, is that actually still working?
That's a great question. They're still doing it. So I think it probably is still working. I mean, no different than their free samples. It gets people in the door. $1.50? I didn't know that it was that cheap.
Still $1.50.
Yeah.
Pizza's $1.50. But it's with a drink. It's not just the hot dog.
So
yeah. And you don't have to be a member to get it.
Really? You can just walk in there and
you can go to the food court.
It's like a club sandwich, but you don't have to be a member.
It's a club sandwich without the club.
Yeah. So where I was leading with that is now, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but fast food places are charging quite a bit
for the
food. Could they learn from Costco's thought process? Would it help them?
Mm-mm. No, it's different.
No, because minimum wage, they want $15 an hour. So
up to 20 here.
20.
Is it 20? Wow. In California. So see, the prices are never going to go down because they got to pay.
Yeah. The other day, wages. Steph and I bought we decided to get some fast food and we went to Arby's. We had keto bread. So we just came home with the meat and put it on the bread, mm-hmm. our own bread. Mm-hmm. It was like, this will work great. But it was $34 for just two sandwiches.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
No sides, no drink. Like one sandwich, $16, and the other one was like $18 for an Arby's sandwich.
Yep. We don't even eat out very much.
It's gotten to that point, right?
Yeah.
The other part of this ponder is had gotten to that point where it's not worth it to eat at a fast food restaurant when you can pay the same price and go sit down somewhere.
Well, let me share the Costco, you know, methodology. I think with them is they've got more than food, right? I mean, they're getting you in the door and they've got, you know, it's like almost like here's a meal while you go shop. What's that?
But are they? You have to be a member to shop. So,
well, yeah, that's true.
Are they getting you in the door? And buy their food? I don't think so. I think it's an afterthought. To me, it's like, hey, we're already in Costco. Let's get a hot dog.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's not a... It's
I think
true.
It's maybe a few. I think the majority of people that are coming in that store have a card and are either shopping for their business or shopping for themselves. So I don't think they're losing much. Because you think about their Costco products they even sell, you know? They got their own brand, so they're still selling other things in the store. I don't know.
But David brings up a good point. Is a $1.50 hot dog? I didn't even, first of all, didn't know that. So it's not didn't bring me in the door.
That's so, probably Kirkland brand.
No.
Hot dogs.
Exactly.
You know,
it's no cost to them.
Right.
So you're probably right. It's not bringing them in the door. It's not bringing anybody in the door. I don't know. I've never seen a flyer anywhere or something that says $1.50 hot dogs with a drink come to Costco. So I don't know why they're still doing that. Why even charge?
Yeah. I think it's getting people in the food line, and then it's, you know, hey, let's get a $1.50 hot dog. And even women with kids, right? Okay, let's get the kids a $1.50 hot dog. But then when they get in there, it's like, oh, can I have a $3 sundae? And can I have a $2 churro? Because now they have other items that you're like, oh, well, I mean, I'm getting a $1.50 hot dog. Might as well get a fruit sundae and a...
That's a really good point that Stephanie is making, because to you guys' point about it being so expensive going to the, just regular fast food restaurants, it's cheaper for a family to go to Costco.
Great point.
And then they, like Steph said, they can get other things. Because what kid wants just a hot dog?
Right.
It was a lot.
For the rest of the day.
And burp all day.
Burp all day.
And you taste the same hot dog you tasted earlier.
I love Costco hot dog, but you're burping that thing up for the rest of the day. It's worth it, but it's gross.
So when was the last time you had one of those?
I think every time we go, but then the line is so long. I would probably get a Costco hot dog. I usually get a hot dog, and then we share a large slice of pizza because it's like $2 and it's like three slices. Every time, but the line's so long.
That's another thing too. Their pizza is so cheap for a slice, but that slice, it feeds a family just one slice. It's freaking huge.
I did think it was smart. For a while, Costco had automated like registers. So you could just go up and order it yourself, which helps with the minimum wage and all of that, right? And then you just go to the pickup window and you give them your receipt and this is what I ordered. And then they just get it for you. But they, some reason, have taken that out now.
It was for COVID reasons.
Yeah, but it was so smart. I think maybe it was too much volume. But yeah, they weren't even taking the orders there for a minute, which I thought I loved. I would just do my own order.
And then you paid right there too.
You paid and then you just went up to the window.
That's
and again,
super
you'd
smart.
See the button for the sundae.
They need to bring it back.
Getting one of those.
Button for the sundae. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Like I said, with that, would, maybe going back to a cheaper value menu, because now if you go to the value menu at a fast food place, it's like $3 now instead of it used to be $1, and before that it was cheaper. What if they did something like that, but only a few items? It's going to bring you. And
sure.
Yeah, who still does like a dollar menu? Doesn't Del Taco still do like a lower price stuff? Yeah,
like a $2 menu though. They went from a dollar menu, calling it that, to value menu, and it's all gone up.
Yeah, still $2 is not that bad. I mean, really, in this day and age. Okay, here's another question. Let's pivot, because I want to ask, because we haven't been to one in a couple years. An In-N-Out burger, are their prices changing now too, or have they gone up? Because they were generally cheaper than everywhere else. Like their burgers kind of still stayed the same price for a long, long time. Have you been to one in a while? Have you seen the prices?
We've been to one, and I think they've only gone up like 5 to 10 cents.
It's not as much as everybody else.
Yeah, $2 and $3, $4 for stuff. If you just get like a normal cheeseburger, I think it's still maybe $2.50. It's when you start to add on that extra patty. I think it's like $1 something a patty or whatever. But so it's like their menu still looks the same, but then when you start adding and changing stuff, that's where they kind of get you with the prices there. But yeah, it still is cheap, but the line is still down the street.
That's why it is.
And now Five Guys is $100 a sandwich.
I was going to say Five Guys. Have you been to a Five Guys? Oh my God, you're going to get, it's $10, dude, for a burger. Yeah.
Oh, it's more than that. It was, place was, the first time I went there was the last time I went there. I was like, what? It was $15 then. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be $100 for a burger.
When's the last time we've actually gone to a fast food?
I went to Del Taco recently, but we don't go to fast food very much. There's not the thing about our proximity where we live, there's not very many fast food places right around where we live. So we just don't drive by one, you know, every day.
We live by all of it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Right around.
Well, yeah, you guys do. Well, I think when we do go out, or I tend to think when we go out to eat and spend our money, it's usually at a restaurant because you're spending that much anyway. What did the dog fart again, David?
Yeah. I'm like trying to wave it.
I see stink faces when I turn around and look at him.
Yeah, that's funny.
It smells so bad.
It's so bad.
What are you feeding it?
It's bad.
It's worse.
Taco Bell?
I think they're farting together.
Yeah, they're farting in sync. Okay, let's get back to food.
Let's get back to food.
Can't think about food with that shit.
Well, like a good example, we like this pub. It's kind of become our one of our favorite spots. You always find a favorite spot. When we first moved out, we're like, let's try different places. We still do that, but when we want something, we go to this place. And they're about, I mean, I can
cheaper.
I can go there and have a beer, you know, a good hazy or something. And it's the same price as Five Guys.
$100?
No, it's not $100.
It's $100.
Five Guys is too expensive, hon. No. Bring it down.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're in a sit down restaurant, you have a beer with it and you're chilling and with a tip, it's still cheaper probably than a Five Guys for two people. It's wild.
If there's not fast food around you, is there like mom and pop places around y'all that you eat at? Or is there just no restaurants in general?
Oh, there's tons of restaurants. That's the difference here is I think you see less fast food and a lot more.
That's good.
Just different restaurants and also different types.
Yeah. Are they like chain or like privately, personally private. Owned?
No, there's a couple that there's a hot dog place right up the street. I think they have two locations. There's a place called, and I always called it this from the beginning. So, and I'll see what David would call it. It's called Long Doggers. And so I always called it Long Dongers. I couldn't get it out of my head. That place is like a chain, but most of it's mom and pop. And I really just think it's because of where we live. I mean, we don't live on a, you know, we live off of US 1, but it's not, there's not a lot of fast food on that street and everything's just kind of far, far away from us. It's just that way. We don't really drive by one very often. And really there aren't as many out here, but there are some streets that do have more fast food, like around the mall, places like that.
Yeah, I was going to say where it's populated with like lots of stores.
So yeah, where the kids go. Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, David, I do think, you know, it's shifted for me. I don't really, if I'm going to spend that much at a fast food place, I'm going to go to a sit down place where I can get a beer. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my mindset. If I'm going to go out, I'm not going to a fast food. It's really rare that I'll go to a fast food.
I'm going to further it. I think fast food's on their way out just for the fact that they started paying minimum wage that much.
That's in California.
I don't know how they're going to be able to keep up with it and have
the point where people will stop going.
That used to be the cheap place to bring your kids and get cheap food, and it's not.
Not anymore. Taco Bell's the only one. It's still kind of getting expensive there too.
Is it?
A little bit.
Hmm.
Not that bad. But I mean, Carl's Jr., they just got this thing where $5 burger, if you order on the app.
It's this big though.
Aren't they? They always have these like great looking pictures, and then you get it and you're like, well, that didn't look like the picture.
Makes your hands look huge. You're like, damn, my hand's big in this. What's going on?
Yeah.
$5 burger.
That's hilarious.
Remember when Carl's had the $6 burger for like $3 and they were making fun of how expensive restaurants were selling burgers for?
That $6 burger is like $10.
Yeah. No, it's their $6 burger.
That's so wild. You just can't compete, man. It's getting too expensive. I don't know what the answer is, but $20 an hour for fast food people. The thing about that concept, right? I understand why people pay people minimum wage and why minimum wage was low. You don't want to get comfortable in a crappy job like that. You want to grow in your career. You want to keep that growth going, right? And
it's a job for a high school kid.
100%.
Part of his life in getting a career going, so he gets work experience. So the next place he moves to, he's like, oh, I worked here. I actually made it all the way to manager. There's no manager that's a teenager now. Come on.
They can't afford.
They don't pay those people.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
They're just jobs that are not meant to be career jobs.
Absolutely, they're not.
They're meant to
pay
a low enough wage so you get the hell out of there.
Right. Yeah. Why would you leave?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, everything else is just going
to. Well, you're going to have to leave because $20 an hour is the minimum to pay. So now everything costs more. So now your pay didn't really change.
Mm-hmm. It didn't.
You're spending more money. So what's the difference?
Yeah, true.
That's a great point. Well, that was a good one, David. Nice job, buddy. Now you're going to be quizzed on misheard lyrics. So let me get my trusty paper out. Hang on a second. You like hearing paper, don't you? And then we've got this.
And hold me close up, Tony Danza.
Just like the ones we love, since some south she's singing.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
That's right. That high note was David. That was a fun jingle to make. I really enjoyed that. All right. So some of these we may have done before, but I don't care. Mindy, you can't
I'm
look.
Gonna
Stop
look
looking.
This way. Stop I looking. Know.
Okay.
I suck at this anyway.
And I'm gonna say it, you know, like just a normal sentence, right? And then I'll try to sing it the way it's, you know, normally done. Yeah. So here's the lyric. I'll never leave your pizza burning.
I'll never leave your pizza burning.
I'll never leave your pizza burning.
Do you have any like lyrics after or before to help out a little bit?
Nope.
I'll never
he's
leave
gonna, your... But then he's going to try and sing it.
Okay. That's the next step because I have no idea what that is.
I'll never leave your pizza burning.
Oh, I know that song.
I got nothing.
I'll never leave your pizza burning. Older band.
Yes.
Very, very popular band. Still touring to this day.
Whoa. Oh, is it the Stones? No.
It is.
It is?
Okay. No.
What song?
I have no clue then.
What song? What actual lyric it is? I'll never leave.
Your pizza burning.
Like him.
I still don't know it. What is it, Jason?
Actually the title of the song. The part that's messed up is the it's no, and he doesn't talk about pizza.
I'll never leave your feet burning.
I'll never be your beast of burden. The song Beast of Burden.
Beast of Burden.
I would
beast
never.
All right, here's the next one. And no misses could have been any clever. And no misses could have been any clever.
Okay, sing it.
If you want to make the world a better place, take it, look at yourself, and make the change.
Oh, it's Michael Jackson.
Make that change. And no misses could have been any clever.
Would have been any clever.
There you go now.
It's Michael Jackson.
Message could have been.
No message could have been.
I messed that up.
Clearer.
It's clearer, correct. And no message could have been any clearer.
Good job.
Could
man.
Be clearer. I messed that up.
Mirror by Michael Jackson.
There it is. Nice job.
Yeah. That message could have been clear.
He could have said that away.
Message could have been clear. I could have not given it away. All right, here's this one. On a dark desert
highway,
cool Cool Whip in my hair.
Cool Wind in my hair.
Eagles. Hotel California.
Ding, ding, ding. Nice job.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip in my hair.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have a
Wait,
cold?
Is the next line something about Kalitas?
Yeah. There. That's another one that's on here. I think, is it on here? That I found, I was like, oh, I should use that one too.
Warm smell of Kalitas.
Yeah.
Rising up in the air. No clue what he says. I thought it's Kalitas. What's a Kalita?
That's another one.
Yeah.
On there. I didn't pull it in here though. All right. So there's this one. Ain't nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ain't nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do. I touch the rain down in
Africa.
Ain't nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do.
It's that band that's named after the dog from
Toto?
Wizard of Oz?
Toto, mm-hmm. Yep.
Toto.
Africa.
In Toto too?
So ain't.
Isn't it something like there ain't nothing much more? There ain't much more than I could have ever do. Whoa.
And no message could have been any clearer.
Wait, good callback.
Much more that I could ever do.
All right, I'll read it to you again.
Okay.
I'm not.
Did you
I'm
see
not,
her looking over the page?
I'm not
the,
looking.
It's ain't nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do.
100 men on Mars.
There's only two words that are wrong.
100 men is the only two words wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual
two, word two,
is.
Two words wrong. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. That's the actual lyric.
Okay. I was close.
There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. All right.
100 men or more. Okay. Got it.
I hate that song, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah,
Have you heard the
even worse
Weezer
they
version?
Exactly like them.
They didn't do a good job. It's not a good remake.
Weezer, right? Really? They just sound exactly like them.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't like it. I didn't like the song originally, so now you just copied it.
The same, yeah. Right? It's pretty much the same. The only thing that's different is the drums sound a little different. But all right, here we go. A girl with colitis goes by.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
And what's the song?
The Beatles. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah.
Wow. Good nice job.
Got that one.
All right.
I'll give you a high five, but you know, it's far. There you go.
Next one. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me her citations.
Hearse?
Can you pay these?
Give me good vibrations. It's the Beach Boys.
Yep.
I'm picking up.
It's good vibrations, Beach Boys. Yep. And
She's giving me good vibrations.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. I don't think I wouldn't. I don't even know what this word means.
Salutations?
You're close. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Can somebody look up what that means?
Excitations.
There's no word that starts with an X.
It's EX, David. What does excitations mean?
If you do X in the beginning, it starts with a Z.
It's excitations. I don't think it's a word.
I don't think it is. It's not.
It's
coming
EX.
It says, Mindy. Did you mean?
It's EX. Not what
energy to a particle, object, or physical system. So she's like giving him energy or she's making him excited.
Check out the Beach Boys getting all poetic. Oh, you think it's that kind of excited, huh, David? You got to watch the video to know what David just
did. Oh, wow.
All right.
YouTube.com.
I think this one we've done before, and you're going to get it right away. It doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Black or white.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the song is...
Cowboy.
The song is not Cowboy. It's definitely not that one. It's the one where John used to work on the dock.
Oh, Johnny used to
work.
And Tommy
worked on Tommy worked on the dock.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wait, Tommy worked
and
on
she,
the dock.
She worked as a waitress.
She did.
Man.
Yeah.
For the band.
Working with the man.
Sing the lyric.
It's they were living on something. They were living on
living on a prayer.
David got there.
Yeah.
Nice job. All right. Here we go. There's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bad moon on the right. And I only know that because when I started singing that right, song though. In a band, I was like, oh, that's what they said.
But you
bad got, moon by CCR, WXY.
But you got her W what?
She said CCRW.
XY.
XYZ.
Oh,
she's
boy. Dumb. But it's not right. You're not correct. You're close. You're missing one word.
There's a bad moon on the right.
It's on the left. That's the one that's fixed.
No.
That's not it.
That moon is that moon is correct. That moon is bad.
And blood moon?
No, it's there's a bad moon on the rise.
Shit, oh.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
You weren't paying attention when you sang that song.
She's still not. Singing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm still singing.
All right, well, I think David won. Good job, David. Nice job, David. Really, 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 really proud of you.
Have you ever peeled an origin?
Origin stories.
Hey, I'd like to know the origin of that story.
Did you know that every story has an origin? To it.
This one time I had an origin and it felt so good.
Origin stories.
All right, see if you can guess the location or what this is. Okay. Is that?
Sorry.
Are you dying? Do you have a cold?
I don't know. I've been coughing all day and that's so, it.
It might be coming up on springtime.
It's coming up in the spring.
It's probably got you guys are gonna have all kinds of flowers out there, probably, right? I mean,
yeah, lots of tumbleweeds too.
I'm allergic to those.
A lot more of them.
Those are the biggest flowers of all.
They mm-hmm. are. They're a big flower. There's one. There's like it's a ragweed that blooms yes. in the fall, and I always would get allergies out there in the fall. It's wild. Mm-hmm. All right, see if you can guess what this is. Okay, I'm gonna try. I just came up with this. So I'm probably not going to do a great job, but see if you can guess what this is. Ed Hackbarth and David Jamison opened the first blank in Yermo, California in 1964. The menu of 19 cents tacos, tostadas, fries, and 24 cent cheeseburgers, blank brought in $169 in its first day in business. The equivalent of pardon?
I said, that's terrible. Only $169.
It's the equivalent.
That's like one sandwich at Five Guys.
Back when?
In 1964. That's probably not too bad.
No, that's probably right. Good. I'm just messing around.
It's the equivalent of 900 tacos. Things were off to a bold start. Blank thrived during the 1970s. By 1977, there were 50 restaurants, and by 1978, there were 100. The menu also grew, expanding to include items like the bun taco.
This is Taco Del Taco.
Is that your final answer?
Del Taco, yeah. 100%.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
It is Del Taco.
I was thinking about Carl's Jr. because then they had like the green burrito, but that was like way later.
I was like, because it's two guys. One of them got mad and started Noggles.
I was going to say, is Noggles? Really? What was there? Noggles? I remember.
Noggles was the other partner got mad. They got some kind of disagreement and he left and started Noggles. Same menu as Del Taco and everything.
Hmm. And wasn't there and I hate when people do this, right? Because no one knows where we lived and grew up. But we lived near Palmdale. There was a Noggles on Palmdale Boulevard. Yep. Didn't Del Taco later buy it?
Del Taco bought out Noggles, yeah.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
They just brought one back in somewhere like in LA. They opened a Noggles restaurant.
That's interesting. Somebody bought the name.
That's cool.
Well, let's continue the history of Del Taco since David got it. So they expanded their menu to include the bun taco, quesadilla, and ice cream sundaes. In 1988, Del Taco greatly increased in size and geographically, reaching by merging with Noggle's restaurant chain. Del Taco also began to stay open all night and serving the growing needs of the new 24/7 lifestyle. In the 90s, Del Taco set the stage for extreme growth by launching a series of initiatives to improve the total customer experience and grow the brand's image, including a new logo design. By 2006, Del Taco nearly doubled in size and opened the 500th restaurant in 2008. An exciting new dessert was also introduced to the menu that has since become a fan favorite, caramel cheesecake bites. Have you ever had them?
Oh, yes.
Delicious.
So good.
I can't believe I've missed out on that.
Me too.
I feel like we all had them together.
Maybe we did at one point.
That was the Jack in the Box churro.
Weren't we doing that for a minute? We were like getting food and
sharing it,
trying new stuff.
We should still do that next time. Now we have a Del Taco out here, and it's a little different, by the way. It's not quite as good.
We talked about that last time.
So, additionally, the Del Taco Super Special Show launched, treating fans to a humorous take on the brand. I don't remember this. And then lastly, by introducing the Del Taco, the Buck and Under menu, as David mentioned earlier, and even before fresh ingredients like sliced avocado. Did you guys get a taste of dog butt again?
No, she's chewing on something that looks like it broke. I don't know what it is.
It's my my phone holder for my mic stand.
Oh, I'm going to take it from her. Hold
on. Oh, dogs. Don't we love them?
Intermission. We need that music John has.
The elevator music. Uh-huh. Anyway, Del Taco continues to be the leader in serving fresh quality food for a value price. They take pride in chopping, grilling, and shredding their own restaurants every day.
So David's, that's Del Taco. David's giving a show while you're reading.
What was he doing?
Oh, man.
Humping the camera.
Well, you got that from their website. I wonder if they're still like number one, or what was the last thing you said, that they're at the top?
They are the leader in serving fresh quality food for a value price.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah. Not a sponsor, but we do like Del Taco. And the thing that I liked about it, and what we discussed briefly last week, was how, they started in this tiny little place, Yermo or whatever. That building's still up. It's still got the old sign Del Taco. No, it doesn't. They don't occupy that building anymore. There's a newer one that they rebuilt. That's in Barstow, but crazy that it's all the way out here in Florida. That's amazing to me. I'm sure they franchised and everything, but
right.
Did you save the day, David?
No, it's destroyed.
Those little teeth did that?
Yeah, she destroyed it.
She's a monster.
It's in like little pieces. I go over to spank her a little bit, and she just spits out a tiny little piece of
plastic. That's like burping a baby.
Sweet.
All right. Driving's different here than it is. Here's something to ponder. Maybe we could talk about this another time.
Ponder.
Do you think driving's different in different states?
Oh yeah.
It's different from sure. Here in, Palmdale, Lancaster area to LA.
Yeah.
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's definitely different across states.
Yeah, it's definitely different here.
It was an eye opener for us.
Slower, people ride ass like crazy. It's wild.
It's either very aggressive, or
they're blue hairs,
or not at all. Like they're, hello, you awake?
yeah. The lights are longer here. People will start looking at their phone and literally just forget that they're in a car.
Do people honk out there?
I mean, I do.
You do when you're at a light, because you sit there so long waiting for it. When somebody's not paying attention, you kind of tap.
Yeah.
If you miss that light, man, it's over. Like it's literally like five minutes. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
They're very long, but they're long, and they're long, so you're going to get through it as long as someone goes.
Right.
Not asleep.
All right. Well, let's get into this.
Bringing it back. you guys use your blinkers?
Yes.
Yes.
You do. Do you, yes. David?
Always. Yeah, I do. Occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally. So
okay. I do it less than Stephanie, and she gets mad at me when I do, when I don't.
See, mm-hmm. Stephanie's my girl. I use my blinkers. Do you use your blinkers?
I do. Now, when I'm driving in LA or when I'm in like Orlando traffic or something, I use it coming over, you know, a couple flashes and I'm over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need to let anybody know because I feel like they'll speed up. They'll be a little bit rude. So I just go, I'm coming over.
I think that it's an LA way. I think that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at least you did it, right? You're like,
two flashes, all I need.
It's my courtesy. There it is. I'm getting on over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just communication. Blinkers are communication.
Exactly.
100%.
So do you guys know when you should be putting your blinker on? Like what kinds of turns, what kinds of...
I mean, I think so.
All right. Well, I'm going to go through them. You should be putting your blinker on, turning at an intersection.
Yeah.
Turning into a driveway or parking lot.
Right.
Changing lanes.
Of course. Yeah.
Pulling over on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Parking on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Parking on the side of the street. I don't know what the difference is.
The streets, there's roads.
passing another vehicle, merging with traffic, and leaving a roundabout.
Oh, roundabouts is a funny one. Does everybody do that? Yeah.
Don't be looking at my stuff.
I use it in a roundabout.
I don't. That's definitely, I'm like, no, I'm trying to get through this freaking roundabout.
I let that person know. Go ahead and go.
Well, you're supposed to do it as you're
exiting.
Yeah. So
yeah, because you're letting that car know.
Yeah, everybody knows which way you're going when you're going in. Everybody's going the same direction.
Well, we have a crazy roundabout here that's over
bigger
in Vieira, and it's got multiple exits. So you really should be putting on a blinker probably because it's crazy.
But like Stephanie said, you're letting the person that's entering know that you're leaving so that they can enter.
Oh, good point.
That's kind of the point of it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I use it. And you're supposed to put your blinker on like 10 yards before you do your maneuver, and you're supposed to leave it on 10 yards after you maneuver.
That's good because that's the next one.
I thought you were done.
She went to yards on us.
Well, let me just say this. How am I to know what yards are when I don't even know my height?
It is something they taught you in.
You're about 2 yards tall.
I believe they taught it in driving school, but I'm wondering
which part.
Well, no, like I was trying to remember what they said to me because I don't remember it being in yards either.
Yeah, following distance was like
I heard that.
Following distance, I forget. Who can? I do what I do.
All right, so when you turn left or right at an intersection, you should be in the lane closest to the direction you are turning in. And I put a little side note, not 3 lanes across.
Oh my God, that happens all the time.
That is true, yeah.
That happens out here still.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Put your turn signal on approximately 100 feet before you reach the intersection. Not at the moment you decide to turn.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't matter on whose foot.
Yeah. When driving on a highway and indicating an exit lane, change. Oh, yeah.
She's at 100 David. Feet. Any of
this is a David
foot.
Thing. A David and Jason. Yeah. Remember, feet, Steph, we would just ignore him. We would start podcasting.
12 inches. Yeah. where men think, 18 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I don't know what 100 feet are. It could be 150 feet.
Long donger.
That's it.
Bringing it back.
Longer.
That's the hot dog place.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Okay, back to the highway. Indicating an exit lane change or overtake. Start your indicator. How many feet do you think?
20.
Are you serious? You're fired.
What was it again? Getting into a lane?
When you're exiting. When driving on a highway and indicating an exit lane change or overtake, start your indicator lights approximately how many feet?
150.
300.
Feet.
Stephanie's closest, but it's 900 feet.
What?
Mm-hmm. Before you make that change. You're
traveling at a faster rate.
And again, not from 3 lanes across.
Well, sometimes you got to go.
So yeah. I see what you're doing here. Yeah, you should use your signal, but are we using them correctly? I mean, it's like, are we putting them on in time? And apparently my two flashes is definitely not.
Yeah, come back to your two flashes.
That's LA driving though. You have to be like that. Otherwise they will just, they'll just speed up, like you said, and you'll never get over.
Never.
You have to be aggressive.
You do.
Yes.
Be aggressive.
But out here, oh my gosh, we have the Florida snowbirds.
Yeah.
And they do not.
Oh my God.
Put on a blinker, or they put it on at the last moment, or not at all. It's, you're stopping. Like, I almost nailed somebody today that had no taillights. That's another thing. Where's your lights?
You guys got to get a dash cam.
We should.
It's the best.
I mean, they are birds, so they shouldn't really be driving anyway.
Yeah.
Great point, man. They shouldn't be.
Dash cam is like $30. And if you, I've had people like run into people and they're like, oh, prove it. Like, it's your word against mine. Mm-hmm. That's what's nice about the Tesla, is the cameras record everything. If you get in a car accident, it like records like a minute back and a minute after or something like that.
I think one day all cars are going to be that way.
They should be because shitty people out there, man.
Have you guys been to like your local auto insurance now? The cars, what do they give you a cheaper rate if you let them do GPS or something like that?
Oh yeah, Geico has an app, and they'll give you a cheaper rate if you're, you know, doing great on your app. But I'm like, nah, they're not going to do that for me. I'm going 90.
Yeah, because they don't want you speeding or anything like that.
I saw commercials for that.
They're monitoring everything.
Yeah, that's a little bit big brother.
Right? That's what I'm like. Every time they say, you can opt in and maybe you'll save. I'm like, I know I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see I went 85, 90 when I shouldn't have been, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah.
All right. Last on my list is because I almost ran into somebody with the no taillights. Do you know what you need to do if you don't have taillights?
You got to put your hand out and you got to drop it like this.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. And what I did was, for those of you not watching video, you put your hand out and you bring your fingers to where they go towards the ground, and you have your palm is
facing toward the car.
Yeah.
Like if you're, what is it called? If you're doing the robot and you're like letting the arms swing.
There you go.
That's it.
Perfect.
Swing out the window.
And of course, if you're turning left, it's straight out. Mm-hmm. And if you're turning right, it's bent up.
90 degrees.
There you go. Yep.
That's real. You can use those in lieu of having.
You're supposed to if you don't have taillights.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to. Insane. Yep.
When you said, do you know what you do if you don't have taillights? It was like, get them fixed.
Yeah, exactly. Don't drive your car.
Don't drive that car.
But I would have appreciated it today had the guy had his hand out. I would have looked, what the hell is he doing? Oh, that stopped because he had a black truck and I almost ran into him.
Could you imagine if somebody didn't have brake lights and then you ran into him? And then I would just be like, well, I had my hand out.
Yeah. My dash cam didn't see it. But my question is like, okay, so you're turning into the right lane and your hand is up, but those people on the right can't see your hand.
Right. That's why I don't know 100%. If that's real.
It is real. When you took your driver's test, you had to do those hand signals.
I remember
to Stephanie's point, get your car fixed.
Yeah.
2024.
That's pretty funny.
Buy a bulb and some red tape. Like less than a cheeseburger. Just fucking fix it.
Definitely less than a cheeseburger.
Buy one of those flasher lights and throw it inside the, you know.
Something, man. Get a flashlight and just go red light out the window.
Remote control.
All right. Well, those are driving etiquette tips. Just a tip.
Just a tip.
All right. So the draft. Let's talk about the draft a little bit.
It's basically been the theme of our podcast.
Yeah, it's true. And it's going to continue a little bit, right? We put out something on YouTube, and this is an experiment. maybe the way I did it didn't work or something, but we didn't get a lot of results, not even on Facebook. Right. So at this point I don't care where people vote, but we just need people to vote. So we got two votes. But before we reveal the vote, because that will still reveal a winner, right? Well, maybe a potential tie, but I think there definitely was a winner. Let's play the music. All right, so let's get into this. Who do you guys think won? Have you even looked at all?
No, I haven't looked. I think I won.
You think you
no,
won?
No, okay. I don't think I won. I think maybe Mindy won.
Mindy. Yeah, she had a good list. I mean, I always think I should be the one that won.
But, yeah, we know.
But in this case, I did not. All right, so we had on our post, it was viewed 104 times.
Oh, man, and only two people voted?
Two people voted. Wow. I commented. I said I would vote, but my vote is already in.
Yeah.
Just to get the thing started, to get the conversation going. Well, it didn't work. All right. So two votes. First vote from Angie Gleason. Well, first vote from Tina 5 days ago. She says, ugh. Here, let me read the whole thing. I love it because she actually commented and said stuff. She said, ugh, I typed a ton, lost it. All right.
Oh, no.
Her choice is number two. That's David.
Ooh.
Flogging Molly was the deciding factor. Loved one or more from each list. Her picks are. Oh, well, now, nice. Again, what was it? It's best jukebox songs. So that's what was our draft last week. Mm-hmm. So her choices are Super Freak.
That was mine.
Friends in Low Places and Jukebox Hero. She picked some from all of ours.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, so but, I just picked the favorites I get from.
It. But she said Flogging Molly was that's the deciding what did it. Factor.
That was two for me. That's why, because I had Jukebox Hero as well.
Okay, David, let's not rub it in.
I'm just saying.
She said. What happened? She said Suspicious Minds, Elvis. David's dad sang that one special for me during COVID on Facebook. So great. I guess that's honorable mention, but literally would have picked some from each one in a real jukebox situation. Number one would have been the winner. Though if I had known the last person on the list, see Stephanie, you would have been the winner if she had known, Breland. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, the point of the draft is to be, informational, right?
Absolutely. By the way, autocorrect did not know Breland either. It kept wanting to spell Ireland. So there's that.
Check him out. He's very good.
I almost put Ireland. I'm like, who? Ireland. Anyway, she said, so fun, guys. Can't wait for next week already. All right. Next vote was Angie. She just put two. We appreciate it, though. So that means David, damn it, you're getting this a lot today.
Bing, bing, bing.
You're the winner. I'm going to give it another shot. Same template. See if it happens again. We're just going to keep encouraging people to vote. We need, what we really need, David? This is what we really need.
And
you,
I don't. Tell me, please.
And you hang out with these people all the time. We have friends, right? And you figure, right? And this is one of those things, and I'm going to clown people a little bit right now, and I apologize for that. But I've been a musician and someone that's been creative for a long time, and you think your friends would, like, support you and have your back and show up to your gigs and, share your podcast. And I text the group. Nobody says anything. Nobody does. It's like, guys, just give us some love here in the beginning. Kick things off a little bit. So give them a hard time. You see them say, man, vote, y'all. Help us out. Take
Stephanie
some time.
Give them hell.
We'll do that.
David won't.
Press them a little bit. We need their opinion. They're part of the Low Tree Studios thing anyway. With the honey badgers and all that.
Yeah, tell them to get their ass in gear.
So Stephanie.
I'll do
Steve
that.
Maher.
So David will be picking first. We'll do the snake thing. What are we doing on this draft?
We are doing best fast food at midnight.
Okay, so we're sticking with the midnight theme and we're sticking with the fast food theme. So that's good.
And they don't necessarily have to. I mean, maybe somewhere they're open at midnight. So don't let that stop you.
Yeah.
But like when you're drunk and
hankering.
2 a.m. Yeah. Or midnight. We should probably say best fast food at 2 a.m. But what is the best for that?
So David's time.
David is first. Then it'll be you. It'll go this way like that. So we always go in that order. So I know what you're going to pick. Which is a bummer, but
you don't know what I'm picking.
I do know what you're going to pick.
No, you're not. Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
All right, David, what you got?
All right. Number one pick, In-N-Out.
Oh, I didn't think you would pick that. I didn't think you would pick that.
That's good.
In-N-Out's off the board.
So good. Dang. Anytime.
Yeah, that's a good
one. That's like a double-double, like extra everything, animal style.
Well, how many times did we do that after a podcast? Whiskey's down and we're just like, yeah, let's go.
Wait a minute. No, we did do that a few times. That was awesome.
Yeah,
Mindy, we did that once with another spot. Do you guys remember? We went there and they messed up Mindy's order.
That was just her luck.
It is my luck.
Yeah, totally. Shitty luck.
Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was some mushroom burger.
Yeah, it's Carl's Jr. for sure.
Okay, so David's first one was In-N-Out. Bummer. All right.
So Mindy?
I'm going to go with Denny's.
Denny's? Ooh. That's a great pick.
Been there several times at 2 a.m.
That's a great pick. Okay, well, I know what I'm going to do because Mindy and I did this all the time. We used to go to Schooners. This is when Schooners in the old location, you know, back over behind that. It used to be a Mervyn's. Boy, I'm dating myself. Now it's like a health place. It's where that old movie theater is. I'm going to go with Del Taco.
All right.
Del Taco. I'm not picking it because I shared their origin story, but because literally every time we got out of Schooners, we would go to Del Taco. Yeah.
And in case anybody doesn't know what Denny's is, it's like an old. It's like a diner.
It's like a diner. It's not really fast food, but it kind of is.
All the drunk people hang out after.
Yeah, you go get some pancakes and some hobo eggs or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what Denny's is, it's like more hobo eggs.
Yeah. I've never heard of hobo eggs.
Me neither. I was like, more hobo eggs.
Oh, I always get hobo eggs. It's like my favorite breakfast thing.
It's like
a skillet. Usually has like country potatoes in the bottom and then like an egg and then.
Oh, I know what that is, but I didn't know it was called hobo.
Yeah. It's like everything just in a skillet.
Sounds delicious.
It's called tent people now.
Damn. Be politically correct about it.
Tent City
eggs.
I'm so excited that I got my number one pick. And I think you all know
it. I already know what it is.
But it's obviously Taco Bell. Cheese and cheese burrito. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
That's a good pick.
That was coming.
Oh, their Mexi Melt when they had it. So good. Yeah. Taco Bell is definitely my number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go for my number two.
You don't get to go for your number two yet.
Why not?
Because I get to go.
And then
you're last.
I know.
You get to go. I'm wrong.
She knows.
She knows. She knows what she's talking about.
She knows the snake draft.
The snake draft. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think my second was taken. So I'm going to go with, you know what? Really? Carl's Jr. Nice. Their Famous Star in the middle of the night is fantastic.
Ooh, that's good too.
Yeah. Famous Star is a good one. Okay.
Nice cheeseburger.
I'm going to go with, because I used to love this place. I don't know why I stopped going. I think I went once and I was like, not as good. Things change, right? But I loved the Whopper. I'm going to go with Burger King.
You took mine.
I'm going with Burger King.
I don't.
The King Burgers.
Mm. I remember when it used to be like super.
Oh,
bummer. Yeah, it made your hands look small. The opposite of the $5 burger.
1,000 calories for one. That's when they made it smaller.
Yep.
Well, I am going to I guess I'm going to go for.
Stumped her.
Yeah. I don't have much left. McDonald's. Good old-fashioned McDonald's.
All right. That works.
I don't even know if they're open, though, in the middle of the night.
They might.
Some are.
Some are open 24. Some are open till midnight. Some are open.
Have you ever gotten a hot fudge and caramel sundae? No nuts? So good.
Yes. I used to get that all the time as a kid.
She doesn't like the nuts.
No.
No girl likes nuts.
They're gross. Yeah.
They're gross. Yeah. They are gross. It's true.
20-piece chicken nug. All the sauces.
Nice.
20-piece chicken nug. It's high. It's You had to say chicken, but you lessen the nug.
Yeah, chicken nugs.
Got it. Not nuggets. Yeah, it's nug.
No, it's slang. It's some slang, yeah. Right? That's fast food slang.
Slang.
Mm-hmm. You're up, David.
Oh, I'm going to go Jack in the Crack.
Oh my God.
That's a good one. It's a good pick.
Oh, their mini tacos or even their regular tacos? All the tacos.
All the tacos.
Jack in the
Crack. Their tacos are pretty darn good.
I'm like, is it Jack in the Crack? But I'm like, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. All right, Mindy, you're up.
I get one more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You snake back. That's your last pick.
My last pick. Mm-hmm. I have something random down. I'm not sure if this one counts, but I'll say it. Krispy Kreme.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
And a little dessert.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
That's a good pick. Yeah.
Some milk or maybe some coffee to help with that.
Yeah. I like that one.
Just going home after a night out, you're like, let's get some dessert.
Why don't we ever do that? There's a Krispy Kreme across the street.
Because we can't eat sweets.
Oh, that, well, what's wrong? Might have to do that Thursday.
Well,
is that your cheat day?
Just anytime I'm drunk, I cheat.
All right, Mindy, what do you got?
Let's see. I'm thinking, you know, in our old neighborhood, The closest next place would be Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, Wendy's. Oh, good choice.
I thought it was because you can get cheese sauce with their fries and get like a cheesy fry. So good.
Their Frosties were the bomb.
Yeah,
they still are.
Fries in Frosties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why was that a thing to dip your fries in Frosty? I don't know. I don't get that.
Delicious.
That was not a thing for me, but
salty sweet.
You know, the only thing I didn't like about their Frosty was, you know, when you had it right away, I mean, probably the first hour, you're sucking your whole face into that straw. <It's> so trying to get out of there. It's like you're getting sucked in. God.
There's got to be something out there with that image.
All right. So, this is probably not going to be popular, but I don't care. And it's one of those places that's out here. And I see, so I'll preface it by saying I don't go there a lot, but when I see people get it, I'm like, dang, that looks good. And I'm always like, I want to go there, but I don't go. We don't go to fast food that much. It's not around our house, but Popeyes is a good spot. Like I said, the people at work, they would have it and at their desk. And I'm like, oh my God, it smells so good. I'm like,
they have a pretty damn good chicken sandwich.
They do.
I've only eaten there once ever, and it was like
in Barstow.
Yeah, and it was in Barstow.
Yeah, Barstow.
It took forever.
Yeah.
It was terrible, but the food was hot and good when we got it.
Yeah.
Jeez. It was when the chicken sandwich craze came out.
Yeah. 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 Oh, God. Speaking of that, chicken sandwiches, there's one still out there, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's you, Steph. You're next.
There's no chicken sandwiches.
What's that?
My last pick doesn't have chicken sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And it might be off the wall pick, but when you're like drunk or whatever, and you just like want something in your belly, Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, that's a good one. I love their cheese
corn dogs. Or yeah, just like a chili cheese dog. Oh. Or they all usually have a tasty freeze there. You can get like a banana split shake.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Our parents are... Yeah, Wiener Schnitzel.
The schnitzel.
Like, I only want to go there when I've.
I see which one you were talking about, Jason. I'm like, oh, the chicken sandwich one.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. It's right by your house.
Stephanie doesn't go there.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've only been there a couple times. Well, no one said Five Guys, so that's a bummer, right?
Nobody's going there. It's $100 for a burger.
After the bar tab we just had, we can't afford Five Guys.
Exactly. No. Nope. Give me the dollar menu. All right, let's recap here. So go around the room here. David said In-N-Out. Ding, ding, ding. That's a good one. Jack in the Box and Krispy Kreme. That's your wild card, buddy. That's your wild card.
That's the one that's either going to, someone's going to like, what?
Yeah.
Drunk? You want sweets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mindy's with Denny's. That might take it next level. But she's got Denny's, McDonald's, and Wendy's. I have Del Taco, Burger King, and Popeyes. Stephanie has Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., and a Wiener Schnitzel.
Taco Bell and Carl's Jr., you don't need much more than that.
I'm so mad I didn't get Jack in the Box. They were on my list. I should have looked at my list.
Jack in the Box is good.
Two really decent picks, really good picks. And then, that last one.
We're here for the audience.
Yeah.
We're here to help.
I'm going to spread it out. Do you remember when Jack in the Box went through a similar crisis as Chipotle when people started got sick at their restaurants? You guys probably were too young, but I remember when I was pretty young, and they had a similar thing happen where they had a bunch of people get sick all over the place.
I won't eat at Chipotle.
Not Chipotle, but Jack in the Box went through that.
Oh, really?
And they had to rebrand themselves. And so what you're seeing is the current sort of rebranding, rebirthing, you know, with the guy with the head thing, you know, they really had to go through a whole change of identity to save their business. Kind of like what Chipotle.
I remember when that guy wasn't around, the Jack foam head, and then they went back, but they started with that and then went away from it and then went back.
Yep.
I mean, Jack in the Box is food for
origin.
Potheads. Potheads make that menu and they eat it.
I feel like potheads make a lot of the menu nowadays. All the fast food places. I mean,
I love it.
Who thought of at Taco Bell a Dorito as a taco shell?
Right.
That's somebody that smokes some weed.
What was the burrito that was soft and then it had the bean and then the hard?
Double decker.
Oh God. I used to munch those.
The crunch wrap is the same
thing.
I used
to munch that taco.
Yeah, he did.
I got down on that double decker.
Back.
It is it.
They just brought it back. Yeah, it was gone for a while. And then the Mexican pizza's back.
Oh, man. Well, Taco Bell's pretty amazing.
They need any voiceovers for their commercials. I'm available, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah, can you say what you order again?
It's 2 bean and cheese burritos, extra everything, no onions, cheesy gordita crunch, and a stacker. Add red sauce.
Cheesy gordita crunch and a stacker.
What's a stacker?
It's basically a small quesadilla with ground beef in it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's meat, cheese, tortilla.
See, now we would get the Del Taco chicken quesadilla all the time.
Oh, yeah, I get their quesadilla.
Yum.
Their meat at Del Taco, I don't like as much. Their chicken's better, and it's the opposite for Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't like the chicken there.
That's true. Their ground beef is way better. Yep.
I used to hate Del Taco, like hate it. And the only person that got me into Del Taco was our sister Brandy.
We'd
take me out driving and we'd go to Taco Bell and I didn't like any, or Del Taco, excuse me. And she said, get the spicy green chicken quesadilla.
Mm.
To this day, it's like the only thing I eat besides the chicken tacos.
Yep. It's true though. The chicken is better at Del Taco. And I like if I'm going to get a taco, it's going to be from Taco Bell because of the ground beef.
Yeah.
Hard shell. Yeah. Yep. Yum.
Pretty good. Well, that concludes our fast food talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Anybody hungry?
I'm starving.
We're going to go get Taco Bell.
We ate and I'm hungry. Anyway, that concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Be sure to pick the draft you prefer, and we'll also lobby to get our homies to help out with that. When we post the fancy video, the draft winner results are in your hands, listeners. And while you're at it, tell us what you would have drafted like Tina did. Tina did a great job. And visit LowTreeStudios.com for more great podcasts. Guys, we'll do our goodbyes, but we'll say goodbye to the fans right now. We'll see you guys next week. Adios, amigos.
Bye.
Well, give me a second. Right, let me do that again. Adios, amigos.
Yep.